بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, our life in this world is beset with difficulties, problems, and both on an individual level, on a community level, and on a ummah level as well. Both on a micro level and on a macro level as well. No matter who a person may be, as long as he or she is in the realm, he will face some problem or the other. Since Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us with emotions and feelings, it is natural for us to feel anxious and distressed due to our circumstances. Either our individual circumstances or the circumstances that is currently happening in the ummah today. We have emotions, we have feelings. And because of these emotions and feelings, we feel sad, we feel depressed, we feel anxious. However, out of His sheer grace and mercy, Allah has blessed us with a universal solution to every problem that we may face and every difficulty that we may encounter. And the solution of turning to Him and beseeching Him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith gave me so much of comfort and solace, both on an individual level of what I may be going through or what I might be going through in the future, or what the ummah is going through. Friends, just listen to these words. They're so soothing. They're so calming and they're so comforting of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ. Subhanallah. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ. Should I not show you something that will save you from your enemies? وَيُدِرُّ لَكُمْ أَرْزَاكُمْ. And increase your sustenance. Who doesn't have enemies? The ummah has plenty of enemies currently. Who doesn't wish he or she sustenance to increase? There is economic challenges in our country and worldwide. أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى مَا يُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَدُوِّكُمْ وَيُدِرُّ لَكُمْ أَرْزَاكُمْ تَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ فِي لَيْلِكُمْ وَنَهَارِكُمْ. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Make dua to Allah day and night. فَإِنَّ الدُّعَى سِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Why? Because dua is a weapon of a believer. Such is the power of dua that it repels difficulties just as an enemy is repelled with a weapon. It may happen that a certain calamity is decreed to befall a person. However, making dua to Allah Rabbul Izzah, that difficulty is either removed or is lessened. SubhanAllah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ان الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء دعاء benefit against that which has befallen a person and that which has not yet befallen a person. So hold fast unto dua, O servants of Allah. Instead of becoming overcome by our adversity, we should use it as an opportune moment to get closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And history bears testimony to the fact that many a people had found Allah more in adversity than they found Allah in prosperity. That is also the mercy of Allah. Everything that happens in our lives, be it good or bad, happens for a good reason. And many a people had turned a leaf in their lives because of some adversity or some loss in their life. Has not the Palestinian issue made us more aware of Allah? I'm sure it has, my friends. I'm sure it has. This adversity that the Ummah is going through currently has in fact brought about a spark in my iman. It has brought about a communication and a closeness to Allah that I have never seen before in my life. That is adversity. And friends, there is another point in history that I am going to touch on very shortly. The period of trial and adversity in Islamic history and the years and the examples of it far outweighs the period of peace and prosperity. Understand this. Because this dunya has been created for that reason. Inshallah is a topic which we will touch on shortly. We should raise our hands like a beggar, express our complete helplessness and hopelessness, pour our hearts before Allah, and place our needs and the needs of the Ummah before Him with the urgency of a person who has no one else to turn to. Who can we turn to, friends? You turn to human being once, he'll help you. Second time, he might help you. Third time, he'll say, bye, enough now. So now it's enough. حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاةِ. Protect your wealth through discharging zakat. Sometimes, perhaps, if there is some deficiency in our wealth, if there is something not right in our financials, might we should look at this aspect. That have I discharged my zakat? Have I did my duty to Allah first? Then the Nabi of Allah said, وَدَوَاءُ مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ. And treat your sick through sadaqah. And then listen to this, friends. Listen to these words of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, وَاسْتَقْبِلُوا أَمْوَاجَ الْبَلَىٰ بِالدُّعَىٰ وَالتَّضَرُّ. Then he said, prepare for the waves of calamities through dua and turning to Allah in humility. So the Nabi of Allah is pre-warning me and you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the waves of calamity is going to continue to come on the Ummah. Today is Palestine, tomorrow is somebody else. And if we study history, friends, our heart pains of what is happening in Palestine and everywhere else in the Muslim world. But if we study history, there were days in history, the darkest days in history, where 800,000, a million people were put to the sword. And as we come to Akhirul Zaman, to the latter part of time, to closer to Qiyamah, if Allah knows that time has already come, we are going to see waves and waves. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just like the falling of beads from a tasbih. You know, once a tasbih breaks, you might have experienced this. When that one bead falls, what happens? All the beads fall one time, one after the other. You can't stop it. And that is what's going to happen. For a believer, there is no such thing as no recourse. Whether he may be in whatever situation, he always has wudu, he has two rakats of salah, and he has his begging bowl.
That is what ulama teach us. That is what the work of da'wah and tabligh teach us. That is what the elders of Sufism teach us. They say you have this recourse. You have the recourse of wudu, two rakats of salah and your begging bowl. How sad. We can make 10 phone calls and even more. We can spend hours standing in a line to fulfill our needs. Yet we find it sometimes difficult to make wudu, to read two rakats of salah and beg Allah. Somebody so beautifully mentioned. They say the quickest route between a problem and a solution. The quickest route between a problem and a solution is the distance between the forehead and the musalla. The quickest route between a problem and a solution is the distance between the forehead and the musalla. Abdurrahman bin Ibrahim Fahri rahmatullah alayhi reports that there was once a governor. There was once a man who came to a governor to ask for help. However, when he arrived at the governor's house, he was surprised to find the governor in sajda, imploring and begging and beseeching Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. On seeing the powerful governor and the king begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he remarked, when this man himself requires assistance, then how can I turn to him for assistance? He himself is in need of Allah. So how can I turn to him for assistance? Why do I not present my needs before the one besides whom no one else can fulfill my needs? It so happened that the king and the governor overheard his remarks. Hence, when he lifted his head from sujood, he instructed his attendants and he said, bring this man to me. When the man was brought to his presence, he said, give him 10,000 gold coins. Give him 10,000 gold coins. He then addressed him and look at the words he said. He said, the being alone gave this to you to whom I was imploring in sajda. The being alone gave this to you to whom I was imploring in sajda and to whom you resorted. Subhanallah, my respected elders and friends. Allah helps kings and Allah helps paupers. On one occasion, it was the season of summer. And the gardener of Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu came to him and he complained that the orchard needed some water as they had not experienced rainfall for some time. On hearing the concern of the gardener, Sayyidina Anas asked for some water. He made two rakats, he performed wudu and he read two rakats of salah. After his salah, he made dua and he told the gardener that, can you see anything? Do you see rain? So the gardener replied, no, I cannot see anything. Sayyidina Anas then continued to perform salah until finally he completed a third or a fourth set of salah and he said to the gardener, go and look. The gardener said, I can see a few clouds resembling the wing of a bird. Hearing this, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu engaged in salah and continued to make dua until finally the gardener of the orchard came to him and he said, the sky is filled with clouds and it's raining. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu anhu instructed him saying, mount the horse which was sent by Bishr bin Sha'af and go see how far the rain has reached. The caretaker mounted the horse, he rode out and he found that the rain had not reached further than the fortress of Musayyirin and the fortress of Ghadban, places that were close by. Allah Ta'ala had accepted the dua of Sayyidina Anas and had sent rain specifically for that orchard. Yazid bin Harun narrates an amazing incident, my friends. He says that once I went to Asbagh bin Yazid al-Warrad rahimahumullah to learn the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When I arrived, I found him extremely grief-stricken and sorrowful and very sad. You know, sometimes when you come to the masjid and you see a brother and you say, what's wrong, my brother? You're looking very down, you're looking very sad. So he says, I went to him and I said, what's wrong? You're looking very down and sad. So I inquired, and he said, may Allah have mercy on you. What has grieved you? What is making you so sad? So he replied that instead of you asking me, just write down the hadith you came to learn and go back home. So I did that. I wrote the hadith that I came to inquire from. I wrote it down and I went back home. On the second day I went and I found his grief and sorrow had even intensified. So concerning his welfare, I asked him again, my brother, my ustad, what is happening? Why are you looking so down? And my inquiry was to no avail, as he told me, write down the hadith that you have come for, go home and continue with your life. Once again, I did the same. When I went to him on the third day, I realized that I found him to be very happy and cheerful. I said, today, alhamdulillah, you seem very happy and cheerful, whereas you were so sorrowful the past 2 days. What was the matter? He replied, if you did not ask me this question for the past 2 days, I would have not revealed to you what had transpired. I, together with my household, had spent 3 days without a morsel of food to eat. My little daughter came to me in desperation and she complained and she said, oh father, hunger. Oh father, hunger. No, having no other recourse, I made wudu and I performed 2 rakats of salah. I raised my hands to and made dua to Allah. But I could not find myself and I could not find words to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was so grief-stricken. I was so dumbfounded that I could not find the words to make dua. Nevertheless, Allah inspired me with certain words. The dua is very long. We will not go into that. My time is almost up. But he says, when I concluded this dua, I returned home and I found my daughter waiting for me. She said to me, father, there is somebody who has brought a purse of coins. He brought a camel with flour and a porter carrying an array of everything that you can find in the market. Before he left, he said, convey salams to my brother and tell him to make the same dua whenever he's in need. Allah will accept his dua. Asbagh rahmatullah alayhi went on to explain, he said, by the oath of Allah, by the qasam of Allah, never did I ever have a brother, nor do I know who this person is. Allah has power over everything, friends. Allah has power over everything. It is up to us to connect that line. And there is no better time to connect than now when the ummah is in need of our du'as, my respected elders and friends. Somebody so beautifully sent me a message yesterday. And they said, qital is not only with the sword. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahumullah has mentioned this. He said that qital and jihad and fighting is not only with the sword and weapons. Fighting with the enemy is through dua. Fighting with the enemy is through dua. My friends, our heart is in distress. Our heart pains. For the past 6 weeks, we have been speaking about Palestine. And we will continue to speak about it. And we will never forget them. The mujahada and the sacrifice that they are making is far greater than what me and you can even think of making. What we can do is there is a plea from the ulama. There is a great plea from the elders and the ulama of our country. Today at least, being the day of Yawmul Jum'ah, let us spend some time in the masjid. Let us make masjid abadi. Between Asr and Maghrib, du'as are accepted. Let us spend some time with our children at home. Get them together, sit in the lounge and say, come, today we are going to make dua. Only dua are we going to make today. As a family, as a community, come to the masjid early, sit in the house of Allah and let us make lots of dua. Let us not forget our sadaqah, frequenting the masjid. There is calls from certain organizations, the Palestinian Salvation Organization, certain that are calling for boycott of certain items that are run by the Zionists. Let us contribute to that, friends. Let us contribute to that. If there are alternatives, let us use the alternatives. Inshallah, in that way I can say on the day of Qiyamah, Allah, I could not do much, but this is what I have did. This is how I have contributed. I did not buy this certain product because I knew it was going to so and so and it was contributing to the downfall of the ummah. Hence Allah, this is my way of contributing. I got up at the Hajjud, I made dua, oh Allah, this is my way of contributing. May Allah give me and all of us the understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين الذي قال ادعوني أستجب لكم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين الذي قال الدعاء هو العبادة فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا عباد الله وعد الله سبحانه وتعالى بقوله فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون فعن علي رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدعاء سلاح المؤمن وعماد الدين ونور السماوات والأرض رواه الإمام الحاكم والدعاء عباد الله ينجيكم من عدوكم والدعاء يدر عليكم أرزاكم وكما يقال أن الوضوء سلاح المؤمن فتسلحوا بهذه السلاح الناجح وأنتم على وضوء وبالله التوفيق واعلموا أن الدنيا مسألة وعبادة وهو مفتاح من مفاتيح الفرج فإن الله يعطي عباده ما يرضى ويجيبهم الله ما يشاء والله لا يرضى لعباده إلا الخير وهو أعلم بما فيه خيرهم وصلاحهم في دينهم ودنياهم وأخراهم فأكثروا من الدعاء يفتح لكم أبواب الخير والرحمة كما روي عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من فتح لكم منكم باب الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة وما سئل الله شيئا يعني أحب إليه من أن يسأل الله العافية وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء رواه الإمام الترمذي نعم عباد الله إذا أغلقت الأبواب في الأرض بقي باب السماء مفتوحا فالله ويفتح لعباده أبواب الرحمة وأبواب الفصل وأبواب التوفيق وأبواب الغنى والشقاء كما ندعو الله إن الدخول في المسجد اللهم افتح لي أبواب رحمتك وعند الخروج قال اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك ورحمتك وكان أكثر الدعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار نعم أيها المسلمون أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه هو الله من يكشف السوء هو الله من يجعلكم خلفاء الأرض هو الله قال صاحب الفرائض ما من مضطر دعا إلا أجيب وأعيذ نفع دعائه إلي إما في الدنيا وإما في الآخرة وذلك أن الدعاء طلب شيء فإن لم يعت ذلك الشيء بعينه يعت ما هو أجل منه وكذلك إن لم يعت وقت المسألة يعت الله بعده والله يفعل ما يشاء وبالله التوفيق أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن نهج نهجه أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر في الجنة وعمر في الجنة وعثمان في الجنة وعلي في الجنة وطلح في الجنة والزبير في الجنة وعبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة وسعيد بن زيد في الجنة وسعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة وأبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة رواه الإمام الترمذي في مناقب الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا فارج الهم ويا كاشف الغم مجيب دعوة المضطرين رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهمها كل أهل غزة عونا وناصرا حافظا ومجيرا اللهم ارحم شهداءهم واشف جرحاهم وآف مبتلاهم يا ذا القوة والعزة أرنا وأهل غزة عجائب قدرتك في الظالمين الغاصبين اللهم اقتلهم بددا وأحسهم عددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا يا رب يا رب يا رب انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وارسلنا على الكوم الكافرين المعتدين في أرض فلسطين وفي كل زمان ومكان وحين اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى اللهم زدها تعظيما وتكريما وتشريفا اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين المعتدين اللهم ردنا إلى دينك وإلى قرآنك وإلى شرعة نبيك ردا جميلا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم لا تردنا خائبين وكن بنا رؤوفا ورحيما ولا تجعلنا من القانتين اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأزواجنا ولأولادنا ولأصدقائنا ولعزتنا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولمن حقه له حق ومنه وإحسان علينا اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة Let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps, stand as close as possible. Once again, we implore and we beseech one and all to, inshallah, donate generously to the masjid, to the madrasa, and to the various activities that, alhamdulillah, take place in our masjid, inshallah. With our donation, inshallah, this can become a means of a thawab ajariya for us in this dunya, qabr and akhirah, inshallah. So we humbly request brothers to donate generously, inshallah. And whatever that happens, the good that happens in the masjid and its precincts, inshallah, we'll have a share in that as well, inshallah.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون
هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال اللهم صل على محمد اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارحم امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن امه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين